Welcome, everybody. This is Jim Lutz, and this is the Quantum Momentum Training Call. And as always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have everybody on here. We're going to give you some knowledge that has been earned in the trenches of decades in this industry. We've got some world-class leaders on this phone call. We've got some people that are new to the industry on this call. And we always share training because knowledge is not only power, knowledge is profits in this business. And you'll find that these trainings are pretty direct, pretty to the point, but we like to just tell the truth, and we feel that no one can ever argue if we're telling people the truth. I certainly could candy coat things. I could certainly hype things up. I'm being honored by organizations to be one of the top trainers in the industry, and that's not about me. It's about me just disseminating what I've learned. I didn't invent it all. I just learned it all and then applied it, and hopefully I like to think I improved some aspects of it. However, it all reverts to the basics in this business, and it reverts to personal development. It is about people becoming better at the basics. If you look at a boxer, they know a jab, they know a cross, they know an uppercut, they know a hook, and they know how to duck a little bit and move their feet, and then you just become better and better and better at that. So many of you online, many of the people that I talk to that are in Quanta, and Quanta is doing so phenomenally well at a couple months old, and that's a testament to all of you online that are busy building your businesses. But I talk to a lot of people who have maybe answered an ad or clicked on a link or were brought into a company, and maybe even a different company at one point, by somebody that was unable to maybe teach them how to do it. You should always go upline, and there's always basics that need to be applied. So for the veterans on the line, we know this like the back of our hand. For the new people, there's some things that you want to really think about. And I'm going to cover that, but I'm going to talk about phases of growth. Phases of growth is very important, and I'm going to get into that in just 1 minute. Now, from the basics, we build for events in this industry. Always have, always will. Now, an event can be a webinar, a Google Hangout, a conference call, a meeting in a hotel room, a meeting in somebody's house. It's just an event where three or more are gathered, right, to hear about what Quant is going on. So let's use the conference calls as an example, the Tuesday, Wednesday call. Those are events. And I could do an hour on why you need to be on those calls. Because if you're new in the industry, you don't oftentimes see why you need to be on the calls. You know, I've had people tell me in the past, Jim, the calls are kind of all the same. I go, isn't that wonderful? They go, no, Jim, they're kind of all the same. I go, isn't that wonderful? And they don't understand the purpose of the call. The purpose of the call, a conference call, Tuesday, Wednesday night, is multi-tiered. The purpose of an event, if somebody's doing actual on-location events, is multifaceted, multi-tiered. Let me give some reasons why it's important to be on a call. Okay. If you have a guest, you will want 100 people on that call shouting out their name so they validate the expansion of Quanta through third-party validation. When you call in on a conference call, you need to be on the call 3 to 4 minutes early. You need to be a clock watcher. You've got to look at your clock because this is an orchestrated business. So look at your clock, 3 to 4 minutes, you call in, and you never remain anonymous. You shout your name out and where you're from as a validation for the prospects that are on the call. You know, Mary, Quanta's growing all over the place. How does Mary know that? These calls are a validation. Now, Mary says, wow, Jim was right. Listen to all these people. So it becomes teamwork, cross-line, up-line, down-line, and it becomes an event that increases what? Your recruiting capacity and ultimately your income. If you have a guest, then you want everybody on the call for your guest. If you do not have a guest, then you want to be on the call for everybody else's guest. You're helping them. They're helping you. We're all working together to create an event via teleconference that is a tool to use to build your business and one of the most powerful in the world. So there's a way to do it and a way to use it. One of the ways you can get guests on the call is you simply direct where they go through the pipeline. If they're going through QuantaPath, you can make the call one of your exposures. You say, listen, I'm open to working with you, but I want you to hear this call first so you can hear how big this company's getting. You dictate the path that they go down, then you collect the decision at the end of the path. So building for the events is critical. Now, repetition is the mother of all learning. I've had people in the past tell me over and over and over again, you know, Jim, I heard the call is kind of the same. I go, well, if it's the same, then you're doing it tomorrow night. No, I can't do it. Why not? Well, I don't know. Well, then you haven't heard it enough. You've got to be good at what you do. You've got to become better at what you do. You have got to hone your presentation. You've got to memorize it. It's not as easy as throwing stuff out there. That's like taking a deck of cards, throwing them in the air, and saying, well, Jim, there's a potential chance that a royal flush could line up on the ground when the cards hit. I would never leave my future to chance. I would never leave my future hoping somebody joins and makes me rich. Wouldn't that be great? Well, I hope I pull the slot lever and get rich, too, or I hope I scratch that lottery ticket. I would never design my future like that. I design my future by proactive involvement in my enterprise through desire, tenacity, drive, focus, and vision. The next thing you want to do, you need to set somewhere up in your house. I don't care if you live in a one-bedroom apartment or a mansion, that is an office. I don't care if it's a card table in the corner that is an office that you set your laptop on. And here's why. Out of sight, out of mind. You open a restaurant for $500,000, you bet you're thinking about that restaurant the moment your eyes open. You open a network marketing business, life comes pouring in, you say, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, I didn't think about my business today. It becomes a reminder that you own a business, and you're responsible for success or failure in that business, not your upline, not your downline, not the company, not the cross line. It becomes self-responsibility. Sure, the company, sure, your upline, sure, the cross line, sure, the teams are going to help everybody, but your success is ultimately dependent on what you do and how good you become. And eventually you'll crest that hill like some of the experienced people on the call here. We don't need uplines. What would I need an upline for? I know what to do, and I got really good at knowing what to do, and then I got really good at doing what I know. I honed my skills. You could take me and give me a stack of business cards, drop me in any city in the United States, I'll be at six figures my first year. You pick the company. Because that level of confidence only comes from being able to be competent at what you do. You take somebody that is a great singer, you see them walk on stage with a lot of confidence. Why? They know they're good at singing, but they weren't good when they first started out. Every professional was an amateur first. So I'm going to talk to you about some phases here, but I want everybody to understand there's some basics to learn in this business. A three-way call, for instance. I've done probably three, four, five of them today. Your people need to be setting appointments for you so that people can see an air of professionalism. When people see this business done professionally, they get excited at a much deeper core level because the people they admire and respect, their doctors, lawyers, tax attorneys, whoever those people are, they respect their professionalism. And so people will join you and your professionalism, your sense of urgency, your conviction and confidence, even if you've never made a dime. You do not have to have social proof of anything. Just because my neighbor goes to the gym and he's still overweight doesn't mean I can't get in shape. What does that have to do with anything? Anybody that judges their potential success on the failure of another needs to rethink how they chart their course for success. My success is not dependent on the fact you failed. Jim, I went to the gym and I never got in shape. What does that have to do with me? Jim, I was in that network marketing business. I never made any money. What does that have to do with me? Jim, my relationship failed. What does that have to do with me? Jim, you know, I can't, my blood pressure, I couldn't bring it down. What does that have to do with me? I'm a different body. I'm a different person. I'm a different man. I'm a different substance. I can do what you weren't unable to do. I'm not going to let your failure dictate my success. Now, when you look at the phases of building a business, I want you, and they've been called different things, and certainly I'm not the first person to go over these phases. They're called different things by different people, but I want you to understand why I'm letting you know this. The phases are also trapdoors. And it's very easy to fall into the trap doors of network marketing because you don't know they're there. It's like a hole covered with straw. You don't know they're there. And unless you weather the phases, you'll fail. And then when you look at people that failed, or did not succeed or did not hit their goals, you can almost always bring it back to the phases and see where they failed, because maybe they never learned this. So growing a sales organization takes time, effort, leadership, relationships, emotions, money, patience, tenacity. It does not happen through creating a bunch of people that sign up for something. And you've heard me say this before. Signing up in the military does not create a battalion or a squadron. It just is a bunch of people that signed up in the military. You're never going to have an army until you train those people. So the first stage of building your network marketing business with Quanta, guys, there's people that have not joined this company yet, have not heard of this company yet, who will join this month, and they'll be at six figures in 90 to 120 days. Why? Because they're either going to learn and absorb and apply at warp speed, or they already knew what to do. So what? It's not a race. The first stage is the vulnerable stage, or some will call it the fragile stage. And you have to understand these phases or stages are the contributing factors to an individual's success or failure in this industry. The first one is that period of time to where you've got a downline and they're just not doing what you want them to do. You just want them to work harder. They're not doing it. They're blowing off the calls. They weren't there when they said they were going to be there. What's going on with these people? I'm trying to herd them together, motivate them. How do I get all these people going? And it can be a tough phase. The vulnerable phase can be a very, very tough phase. That's the time where you're new, or if you're not new, your people are new, and you really don't know the business yet. You don't really know how to do a three-way call, why you build for the conference calls, what the pipeline is, how to follow up, how to break the ice. You haven't been trained yet. You're like a bartender that never learned to tend bar. I can't even run a Starbucks without learning how. I was in Starbucks this morning, and they were training a new employee. My gosh, that new employee at Starbucks went through more training in 30 minutes than most people ever go through in this industry. To work at Starbucks and be a barista. We've had people coming in this industry that want to make $100,000 a year. Well, you've got to learn some things to make it. So your skin's not really thick at this phase, right? Or if yours is, your people. You have to be empathetic. Your people's skin isn't. They don't have any prior experience. You're on a major learning curve. You're going to make all kinds of mistakes. So what? I made them. So what? Who cares? This is where you're actually developing your belief system in the industry. Once you develop your belief system in the industry, then you're not embarrassed about it anymore. That's why people will tell everybody about their new restaurant, everybody about their new real estate license, everybody about their new guitar lesson place, but they're never going to mention network marketing or MLM to anyone they know. They don't have their belief on the industry yet. So this is that phase. Well, here's the thing. You get beat up by some of your family, maybe your spouse, friends, coworkers. You get some setbacks. All of a sudden, everybody's telling you no, and you think 20 people telling you no is indicative of there must be something wrong with the company, the industry, or the product. No, it's 20 people that told you no. To a pro, that's nothing. Doesn't even faze them for a second. To an amateur, the whole world's crashing down. I've got 20 no's. Nobody wants to do this. Yeah, they do. Just those 20 people don't want to do it. No big deal. And the list goes on and on. You're really vulnerable and fragile in this business at that time because you don't have your mindset down correctly. You don't have the ability to go on in the face of adversity like the pros do. And a lot of people in your group don't either. So this is where a lot of people just don't get it. They don't get it that they've got to move beyond this common phase. Everybody's in it. But guess what most people do? They get their feelings hurt. They've got negative people. Their downline's not doing what they want them to do. They didn't get a call back. And during this phase, guess what? This is where 90% of the people quit. That's a statistic. 90% will quit during this vulnerable phase. They just can't handle entrepreneurism. They're just not used to delayed gratification. Their expectations are not in reality. Their problem is not that people are negative. It's them absorbing that and then attaching it externally to, oh, there must be something wrong with the industry, the company, the product, this, that, or the other. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's their mindset is in the fragile, vulnerable phase. And that's where most people quit. Now, if you make it through that phase, if you make it through that and you develop that tenacity, and you develop your insulation, so to speak, to what is very common out there, and you become accustomed to what's common in this industry, which is most people don't want to do it. So who cares? You want to chart your life with if you're telling me you want to make $100,000 a year, most people don't make $100,000 a year. So stop worrying about what most people do. They don't make that kind of money. Rare people make that kind of money. And if you want to move into the $10,000 a month category, my advice is detach from what most people think or most people do. Otherwise, you're following that herd down that place, down that trail. The next stage is when we solidify our business. Now, usually this is about 90 days in. We're not even 90 days old. I don't even think anybody has a right to quit yet. We're not even 90 days old, and you heard me talk about 90-day cycles on the training a couple weeks ago. Well, this phase, the solidification phase, is where you've now gone beyond the vulnerability phase, and your group's starting to grow. It's becoming a little more solid. You're getting a check every week. Doesn't matter how big it is. You're getting a check. That is evidence the system is working. You start to see some people start to work, that 1 out of 20 or that 1 out of 10. Not everybody's working. Most people will never work. But you're starting to identify those people. Maybe get a couple leaders starting to emerge. Your volume is kind of solid. It's moving forward. And it's starting to get some consistency muscles growing. When your group and your team is in this phase, you'll know it because you'll start to get people calling that are excited about the business, not you calling them trying to get them excited about the business. And this can be about, in my experience, in 27 years, 90 to 120 days in. Yeah, I know it's an eternity, 3 to 4 months. God forbid you had to focus for 3 to 4 months, which is a whole different subject because we're operating in a world of 30 and 60-day commitments. That's failure in progress. You can't even learn this business in 30 to 60 days, much less be good at it. So now you're going to start to sense a little bit of things happening. You'll see some growth. You'll see some people in your team bringing in 5 people, 10 people, 20 people on their front line. You don't even know who they are. You're starting to see some duplication, and that's when you'll feel your group starting to solidify. The other contributing to that 90% attrition is also this phase. So the people that didn't quit at phase 1 will quit at phase 2. They'll drop out. Why? Phase 1, because they're doubting everything. Phase 2, it's not happening fast enough for them. I mean, I saw an ad on the internet. I should be at $10,000 a month by now. Well, all you have to do is be good at business, and you know input is output. All you have to do is know what cost of goods are. All you have to know is what commissions are. All you have to know is ROIs and black and staying in the black and the red. All you have to do is have business experience, and you'll know that if somebody's making X amount of money, you can reverse engineer that you bet some people were brought in for a whole lot of money because it's called a percentage, right? So now, this is where most people will also quit. Now we're going to go to the next phase. Now this is 4 months in. You're starting to mature. You're starting to engage. I like to call it the engagement phase. This is where your checks start to ramp. They start to move. Your checks are starting to get bigger now. A few months in, big deal, right? You can now start to see a progression and an increase. This is where the checks start to go up, the leaders start to go up, and it's called depth of leadership. This is where you start to see leaders emerge that you didn't bring in. Down on one level, 2 levels, 3 levels down, they're bringing them in. Now you've got people starting to get some momentum. It's to where they understand this business. They can explain the comp plan. They can explain who Jim is, who I am. They can explain Quanta. They understand. It rolls off their tongue. They've learned it. Not only you, but 2 to 3 to 4 levels down. This is the maturity stage or the embedded stage. They start showing up. They've also taken control over their own team. You don't need to be the father or mother of the whole group. You're letting people do what? Develop their own leaderships. The general in the Army isn't with every sergeant every step of the way. Cut them loose, right? You're going to push the eaglets out of the nest. Some are going to bounce off the rocks. Oh, well. Some are going to spread their wings and fly. But you can't sit in the nest with them and feed them the worms every single day. They're never going to learn to fly and build their own nest. And that's what you're looking to do during this phase, the maturity phase, the embedded phase where leadership is embedded in your group. It does not happen in 6 weeks. You're still in phase 1 and 2 where most people get frustrated and quit. You've got to make it through those phases, just like I did, just like Jim Britt did, just like every millionaire in this industry has done. They didn't surrender during those first two phases, but 90% of everybody else did. So do you want to go with them, or you want to go through the phases with the people that win at this game of network marketing, that build solidified long-term businesses? So now, this phase three is where you start to see people click to six figures, 100 grand a year, 9 grand a month. This is where you start to see those incomes showing up, not in the first 5 weeks. This is where you start to see them show up, and they're built on rock, which is the next phase, which is the real rock-solid phase. This is where you start to see checks get into the scary level. And this is not in the first 4 months of the business. It's after you've moved through the other phases. I don't know how long it takes a person to move through the phase. I can use statistics. But this is where you start to see those incomes that are $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month, especially in our comp plan, $25,000 a month, $30,000 a month. That does not happen. This is get rich slow, not get rich quick. But I'm going to tell you, if you make that kind of money your first year, that is get rich quick. Contrary to what the ads tell you out there that are lies, and I'm not going to ever lie to you guys. That's a whole nother subject. This phase to where you start to see those phase comes up is where you have maturity in your group. You've got layers and layers of leadership. You've got people over in Kansas building their teams, and they don't need you. I know it hurts, but they don't call you and want your mentorship. You should be blessed they don't want your mentorship, because they are the eagles building their own nest. That's how you build true residual income, not micromanaging everything. You push them out of the nest at this phase. Some will not fly, but some will build nests and start to duplicate as well. Less than 10% of everybody you ever bring in to your network marketing organization will make it to this phase. Wow. But we thought everyone was going to make it. Less than 10% of every human being that joins your organization will make it to this phase. Will you? Will you? Or are you going to surrender during the other phase and join the 90% and then come up with a reason why and then go into some other company and then surrender during the first two phases of that company, then go into another company, surrender during the first two phases of that company, then go in and habitually create that failure cycle over and over and over again? So if you can make it through that first phase, make it through the second phase, make it through to where your group starts to mature, and then into phase four, where it becomes a rock of embedded leadership with people building their own nests all over the world. This is going to take a few months, guys. What if it took you a year? So what? You've got to move through the phases. You've got to buck it up. You've got to look in the mirror and say, I'm not quitting. I'm in that phase where everyone quits. And boy, I got a pocket full of reasons why I could quit too. Let me think of some of them. Boy, that's an easy one. Boy, I got all kinds of reasons why I could quit. So what? Everybody that stayed, everybody that focused in any company had reasons to quit. And we've all seen people out there in life, right? People that are missing limbs, people that have other health challenges, people that have lots of reasons. They have built-in excuses that they could quit. I used to have a girl come to my meetings. She had a diabetic pump. Beautiful girl, 22 years old, diabetic pump. Insulin, 24/7. Had a hard time even getting to the meeting. She never missed one meeting. She went on to $10,000 a month at 24 years old. You know how long it took her to get to $10,000 a month? 2 years. You know how long law school takes? How about med school? 2 years. 24 years old, 10 grand a month. Her parents didn't make 10 grand a month. No one in her family's ever made six figures. But guess what happened to a lot of her friends at that age? They need to make 10 grand a month in 2 months, because that's what it said on the internet. And off they go during the first two phases. I have a commitment, and I'll speak for Jim Britt as well. I have a commitment that myself and Jim Britt and the other people that are experienced on this call, there's some huge players on this call right now, we will commit to you if you'll commit to us. But nobody can chase you around. Nobody can gobble up all the reasons and excuses. Because I'm going to tell you, I've never had a distributor whose life was just on coast. Every distributor I've met has had families and kids and diabetes and termites, and their dog ran away and their house got foreclosed on, and they had a sick relative, and they had to go to a funeral, they had to go to a wedding, they have to do. Somehow, they became wealthy in this industry still. What does the amateur do? Open, close. I'm going to do my business when everything else in my life is perfect. Never, ever, ever going to happen. You might as well just give up now, because it's never going to happen. You do this business because it is the most flexible business you're ever going to have. It doesn't mean you cannot do it and make money, but it's going to be the most flexible business you ever have. And I'm going to close the call out with this, and this is a little soapbox thing of mine, and all the pro networkers out there on the call know that. I've got a lot of pro networker friends that are commenting on me out there, in agreement, by the way, as the other pros would agree, and that is that if you want to build a solid sales organization, you look for people that are ambitious and want to work. Those two criteria. Are they ambitious, and do they want to work? I've seen ambitious house cleaners make a lot of money. I've seen ambitious college students make a lot of money, and they work really hard. I've seen ambitious CEOs make a transfer from corporate America into network marketing. I've seen nurses, doctors. I've seen single moms, single dads. Are they ambitious, and do they want to work? If they default on those two criteria, I wouldn't sign them up. Not me personally. I don't. Why? They're not going to make it. They're lazy, and they don't want to work. Why would you ever build your sales organization with people that do not want to work? To me, that sounds like a very, very fragile, a very, very questionable future. Jim, do you have a sales organization? Yes, I have 500 people, none of which want to work. Well, that sounds like a solid income. It's ridiculous. It's going to fall apart. And then what happens? Out they go into the population, bad-mouthing the industry because the industry didn't work. You signed up the wrong people. You signed up people looking for the lottery. And to make it even worse out there, I did some posts with some top MLMers out there the other day that asked me to comment on theirs. And worse yet, out there, you see people running ads looking for those people. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in almost 30 years in this industry. Gee, let me run an ad looking for lazy people that don't want to work. You're going to have them answer the ad, I guarantee it, by the thousands. You going to build a team like that, really? To me, those ads screen the people I would never sign up, because I have to build a business for me and my family, and I've got to build it with empowered, hardworking entrepreneurs. I don't care if they've ever been in business before. I've seen eyes light up in a single mom and a house cleaner and a construction worker that says, man, this is my shot. I'm going to get mentored by some people that can teach me how to become financially free. I've seen that spark of anticipation and excitement in their eyes. That's all I want, that desire. Not what do I get if I sign up. You guys got to realize it's not numbers in respect to how many you sign up. It's numbers to find the right people for whom this is the right thing to be doing in their life right now and nobody else. And they better show up with some ambition, and they better show up willing to work. If not, I would hate to see you put your life into that person. Does it make them a bad person? Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I have friends that are those people. I just wouldn't be in business with them, that's all. But I have friends that are those people. We can go out and go surfing. We can go do a lot of things together. But they're not ambitious. They're kind of lazy, and they don't like to work. So they can't be my business partner, but they can be my friend. Absolutely. Then I have friends that are highly ambitious and hardworking. They can step over into Quanta. So you've got to build by design, and you guys can do that. Our company right now is, I will venture to say that there's no company out there that is as clean as our company, that is built on a no-pay-for-play platform. We don't pay anybody to come over here, nor will we ever. We don't give deals, positions, none of that stuff. We're going to have a clean company built on a solid rock of integrity for each and every person that wants to learn how to build this business and learn with realistic expectations, lock arms with some of the greatest friends that they've ever met, future friends if they've not met them, And we're going to build this together. So that's why you see me not worried about what people go do. I don't know why people do what they do. But I can recognize in a second if it's failure in progress or success in action. I can recognize if they're what phase they're in between the ones I just talked about and whether they're going to be the 90% or the 10%. And that's up to them. That's up to them. Because the company's not going anywhere, the leaders aren't going anywhere, the training's not going anywhere, the comp plan's not going anywhere. We just started. We're going to get better and better and better and better, but I know the numbers. And the training is meant for you guys and your team to understand those phases so that you have that talk with yourself and you say, uh-oh, maybe why I'm feeling like this is I'm in phase one, the vulnerable phase, the fragile phase. Maybe I'm in phase two. And I just haven't locked down my multiple layers of leadership yet. Maybe I'm – so now you understand by phasing it out that it's all normal. There's nothing wrong with your team or your group. It's just the phase that every millionaire's ever gone through in this industry, and you're just in that phase. So with that, I'll close down the call tonight. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. We're going to build for the call tomorrow night. Everybody have two guests on their minimum, and we will rock the call tomorrow night. Thank you so much, everybody, and have an outstanding evening.